What separates consultants earning seven figures from those struggling to pay rent? It's rarely skill or credentials. Walk into any networking event and you'll find brilliant people with impressive resumes who can't land clients. Meanwhile, others with similar expertise build thriving practices seemingly effortlessly. The difference isn't what they know, it's how they think about what they're selling. Consulting isn't a technical profession wrapped in a business model. It's fundamentally a marketing business where your product happens to be expertise. This single mindset shift explains why some consultants thrive while others merely survive, regardless of their technical capabilities or years of experience. Every morning presents a choice that shapes your entire day. You can wake up thinking, another great day to offer people my value, or another long, slow crawl through enemy territory. This isn't motivational fluff. It's the psychological foundation that determines whether you approach prospects with confidence or desperation. True marketing creates needs rather than simply meeting wants. When you present unique solutions clients haven't considered, you transcend price sensitivity entirely. The greater the gap between what buyers think they want and what you determine they actually need, the higher your potential fee. This transforms consulting from a transactional exchange into genuine value creation. The myth of needing substantial capital stops countless talented consultants from starting. Your physical requirements are minimal: a home office with desk, chair, and Wi-Fi. One consultant saved $450,000 over 16 years versus renting commercial space. Invest in marketing and professional development, not furniture nobody sees. Emotional infrastructure proves equally essential. An unsupportive spouse can doom your venture through constant financial fears or resentment about travel. If single, build a support network of non-competing consultants who provide objective feedback. This support balances self-esteem with efficacy, preventing either imposter syndrome, high skill but crippling self-doubt, or empty suit syndrome, high confidence masking low competence. Professional support matters too. Hire an attorney for incorporation, an insurance broker for liability coverage, and a bookkeeper for finances. Handling these yourself is false economy. You'll spend hours on $50 per hour tasks while neglecting $500 per hour work. When starting, implement momentum building strategies. Explore opportunities with your former employer. Categorize contacts by buyer or recommender potential. Meet successful consultants. Prepare your family. Join associations where prospects gather. Study the craft. Save 6 months of expenses and create business accounts. Consulting requires less licensing than palm reading. Differentiation is about visibility, not credentials. Instead of cold calling, create marketing gravity that draws prospects to you. Plant flowers and let the butterflies come. Marketing gravity takes many forms: position papers that prompt follow-up, radio and television interviews, network with producers in smaller markets, speaking engagements that create visibility among buyers, and websites that establish credibility. Electronic newsletters maintain relationships, but word of mouth remains most powerful. Executives trust peer references over marketing materials. To rapidly generate referrals, list everyone you know and categorize them as potential buyers or recommenders. Call Category A contacts personally, requesting 20 minutes to discuss your venture. For Category B, send personalized emails. This disciplined weekly approach can generate business within 30 days. Pro bono work offers strategic value when starting, but only with nonprofits that have boards, major donors, and community stature. One consultant's YMCA project led to national work. Another's free HBO Lunch and Learn resulted in a finance department project. The key is strategic generosity, not desperate free work. Marketing is a strategic sequence moving prospects through increasingly valuable offerings. The accelerant curve spans four zones: the competitive zone, newsletters, podcasts; the distinctive zone, coaching, workshops; the breakthrough zone, complex consulting; and the vault, trusted advisor services and passive income. This curve functions as both funnel and escalator. Prospects enter through free content, experience value, and progress toward higher fees. Some advance slowly, others parachute directly into higher zones based on existing trust. Identify at least two offerings per zone to avoid revenue limitations. Public speaking accelerates progression. Start free at service clubs to build visibility, then develop fee schedules starting around $5,000 for keynotes. Passive income, books, subscriptions, downloadable content, represents vault items generating continuous revenue while attracting clients to other services, creating true wealth through discretionary time. The most critical mistake consultants make is wasting time with non-economic buyers. Once executives see you as a peer of subordinates, you'll never be considered their peer. Non-economic buyers lack passion in representing you, focus on deliverables rather than outcomes, obsess over bureaucracy, have no real budgets, and lack credibility with line executives. HR and training departments are particularly problematic. They're accessible and will meet endlessly, but these meetings lead nowhere. When gatekeepers block access, apply three escalating approaches. First, suggest jointly approaching the real buyer, with them getting implementation credit, works 15% of the time. Second, state you ethically must meet the person with fiduciary responsibility, another 15%. Finally, directly state you'll contact the buyer yourself, necessary for the remaining 70%. Achieving peerage requires seeing yourself as their equal. Despite impressive titles and corner offices, you bring valuable expertise and fresh perspectives they lack. Become a true business person. Read the Wall Street Journal daily, local newspapers, and business publications. Develop observational skills. Examine retail spaces, notice office setups, observe staff interactions. Listen effectively, understanding what's not being said. Is the buyer energetic or cynical? Does the workplace feel collaborative or tyrannical? These techniques should become second nature, allowing you to understand business contexts as deeply as your technical expertise. Effective proposals document prior agreement, not negotiation terms. Those exceeding 80% acceptance stem from conceptual agreement reached before writing anything. Structure your meeting in 4 10-15-minute segments. Establish trust, identify issues, gain conceptual agreement, and solidify discussion points. Build trust through professional presentation, conversational tone, and listening 75% of the time. Trust indicators include the buyer preventing interruptions, sharing confidential information, using humor, asking for advice, and ignoring the clock. Conceptual agreement requires three elements: objectives, measures of success, and value. Objectives must be business outcomes. Happier workforce means nothing without measurable profitability. Measures show progress through data or feedback. Value represents the impact of meeting objectives, what higher profits enable, such as debt reduction, facility expansion, or research investment. Develop three value statements per objective, with half showing specific financial improvement. Your proposal should span 2.5 pages, situation appraisal, objectives, measures, value, three escalating options, timing ranges, joint accountabilities, fees presented after establishing value, and payment options with a courtesy discount. When buyers disappear post-proposal, you likely weren't dealing with a true economic buyer, failed to establish trust, or misread their interest. Career growth in consulting follows an S-curve pattern, dramatic initial growth that eventually plateaus. The key? Leap to the next growth curve while still experiencing momentum, not after plateauing. Career progression moves through 4 stages. Survive, taking any business to pay bills. Alive, sustaining ongoing business. Arrive, acquiring selective business aligned with expertise. And thrive, business comes to you through reputation. Develop an abundance mentality. Value time over money. Turn down low-value work, take real vacations, and focus on value when investing in professional development. Charge based on value delivered rather than time spent. Time-based billing creates an ethical conflict. Clients benefit from speedy resolution, while consultants are rewarded for lengthy work. Show a conservative 10-to-1 return on investment and never negotiate fees once set. Strong personal branding leads to new business with virtually no acquisition cost. Attach your name to everything relevant, associate with strong peers, stay in touch with clients between projects, and maximize your internet presence. Advisory work represents the pinnacle, providing insights through retainers of at least $7,500 to $10,000 monthly. A fulfilling consulting career comprises two elements: what you're passionate about and what you excel at doing. Position yourself as a solution to priorities, not an additional priority. Your consulting practice isn't just a business, it's your legacy of impact, built one valuable relationship at a time.